It's Thursday, July the 23rd. This is Tim Pitchell back with more procrastination talk. I left off yesterday defining the big five personality traits, and that was just to set us up for a discussion of so how does personality play into procrastination? To what extent is it something that we have an individual difference for? That does personality make a difference? And the answer is yes. And in fact, if you remember from the previous podcast or boo, I guess we should say, it was a five factor personality solution, which was conscientiousness, agreeableness, neuroticism, openness to experience, and extroversion, remembered with the mnemonic canoe. And of those, the personality factor that's most related to procrastination is the first one, conscientiousness. In fact, retired professor Dr. Clary Lay from York University has identified that as what he calls the source trait of procrastination. It has very high correlations with procrastination, and it's the thing that seems to explain most of the variance from a personality perspective. So, what is conscientiousness again? It's self-discipline, organization, dutifulness. And so, you can see just by its very definition that the antithesis of that would be procrastination. Someone who's very disorganized, not very dutiful, not very self-disciplined, and particularly the self-discipline, which speaks to self-regulation problems. If you're not self-disciplined, you're going to have a problem self-regulating your behavior. Now, the question comes up then when I talk to people about this is, well, where do these traits come from? And it's really a 50-50 thing, as with almost everything, but definitely with personality traits, we know from genetic studies in terms of heritability, behavioral genetics, that there's about a 50% heritability coefficient for each of these traits. So it's a nature via nurture sort of thing. It's a dance between nature and nurture, but in fact, a great deal of our personality traits are heritable. So where do these traits come from? Well, they come from both what we're born with and how they're shaped by our environment. And so what we have to recognize as individuals is that our personality can be an asset or a liability in terms of procrastination. If you're high in conscientiousness, well, it's a resilience factor. You probably won't be a procrastinator because you're really dutiful. You're really well organized. You're very self-disciplined and structured. On the other hand, if you're someone who is very low on conscientiousness, the key thing is to recognize that personality traits don't change very easily. And what you have to do is learn to work with that. And I'll talk about others in the days to come, but in terms of conscientiousness, that recognizing that you have a tendency to lack structure and organization, this is where you might want to put some of your attention to reduce your procrastination. So the message for today is, yeah, does personality play a role? Of the big five traits, conscientiousness plays a very important role in our procrastination. Catch you soon on our audio boo here. I hope that you're going to be a follower if you're enjoying these, and give me some feedback if you like them or what you'd like me to change in them. It's an interesting technology and way to share information about a passion in my research.